couple years down the road, you're hanging out. Things are going pretty fucking bad.
Oh no. In what sense?
You killed two kids?
Oh no. Two?
Yeah,
One was not enough.
separately. Separately.
Fuck.
Well,
What happened?
it was from the same event, but they died in separate ways.
What?
Here's what happened. So you're doing this show. It was called Banjo's Gone Bananas. And
What is the show?
it's hosted by Eric J. Nagurney.
Oh, wow.
And and basically what he does is he gives everyone a banjo. He doesn't know if people are like good at banjo or not. He just booked like five comics he thought were funny and could maybe pull this off.
Okay.
And he didn't realize that you're actually really good at banjo, right?
Uh-oh. Yeah, I can play.
So it's your turn, hands you the mic, and you start shredding.
Shredding on the banjo.
Oh my God. It's some of the best banjo that anyone has ever seen in their lives. Everyone that
Really?
comes to your show, yeah.
Holy shit.
And you're playing, and you just keep playing, but you're doing that thing where you like you know how guitarists when they solo, they like close their eyes and they just
Yeah,
start
yeah.
going
I get
like
really
so,
into it.
yeah. So you
Oh no.
so you keep doing that, and everyone's like, Pat, wait, but you can't hear because you're way too into the banjo. And you're like going crazy, going crazy, going crazy. And then the stem cuts a kid's head off.
What?
The head goes flying and it hits another kid in the head who is immediately taken to the hospital.
How hard was that head tra like how fast was that head traveling?
You were shredding really hard.
Holy shit, dude. Oh my God, this is horrible.
And that kid died in the hospital 3 weeks later.
Oh my God.
So yeah, people don't, I don't know, people don't really fuck with you.
Of course not.
But it's like you got off on all charges, you know?
It's still awkward though. Like even though it was an
It
accident, like I definitely, I did it.
is.
Fuck,
It's
man.
really awkward. Michael Park calls you and he goes, "Hey, I heard what happened.
Oh yeah.
Banjos and bananas, huh? You really fucked up this time."
Michael. Yeah. All right, well. Fuck, that is not good. So what am I
What do you say to that?
Oh, I would say, yeah, dude, I absolutely did, Michael. I absolutely did.
Yeah, man, I don't know how you're gonna get out of this one.
I don't know. I don't know, Michael.
Maybe switch up your look a little bit. And he just walks off.
That's your advice after I kill two kids is to switch up my look.
He's already in his car driving off.
Michael.
He's just burning rubber.
All
And
right.
yeah, you guys were downtown. You were hanging out at the Velveeta Room.
Yeah.
And you need to get back home.
Okay.
And so you order a lift, and like you order it like 10 times and everyone keeps canceling their order.
Is it because they know?
They just go, oh wait, this is that guy? No, fuck that. Fuck
How
that.
that's how I'm famous for this. I'm so well known amongst the rideshare community that they won't.
The banjo kid killer.
Oh. Oh my God, that is horrible. That's what they call me.
That's how they bring you up on stage now. Some people think it's a joke, but pretty much everyone, like a couple people think it's a joke in the audience and they laugh, like, oh, that's a funny nickname. The rest of the audience, stone cold.
Well, they
They
know what
know it's
the.
not a joke at all.
No. Wow. I think I would. I honestly think I would talk to the host beforehand and go, hey, just so you know, sometimes people bring me up as the banjo kid killer. And
I know who you are.
yeah,
Is this you?
I would just appreciate. Do you mind maybe just not saying that? That's what I would say to them before the shows. Because that's horrible. And that's why I walk out on stage already with this crazy, bummer.
You've written some pretty good jokes about it, though. I will say that.
So we all deal, we deal with grief in different ways, I guess. And I write about it.
Yeah. And that's what you think to yourself. You think we all deal with things in different ways. And
Yeah.
comedy's kind of my therapy. That's what you say.
Oh, I'm one of those guys.
Yeah, you say it on stage. You say it to everyone that you talk to.
Talk.
You say it to your real therapist, and he's like pretty offended. Anyway, you order a Lyft, and this guy accepts it. His name is El Brandy,
Oh man, okay.
and he pulls up, and he's like, "Hey, how you doing, man?" He's really nervous.
I'm doing good. How
What
are
do you say?
you? I go, I'm good. How are you? I get in the car and I go, I just don't say anything. I just sit there and
He
feel
goes,
bad.
"Okay, cool, I can do that."
Thank
And
you.
then he drives down like the he's in the left lane on 6th Street.
Yeah.
And but he realizes he needs to take a right onto I-35, and he's like, "Oh," and he just fucking swerves
El
four lanes of
Brandy.
traffic to get to I-35,
Holy
cuts in
shit.
front of so many fucking people. It's a miracle you guys didn't crash.
Oh my God. El
And
Brandy.
he does not talk the rest of that drive. He
That's
is
fine.
he feels so fucking bad, but you guys are on your way. You get home,
Fuck.
and you go home. You dream of dandelions,
Cool.
just in a yeah.
Just
You're starting to really
dandelions.
get into you're starting to get really into dandelions now. You like picking them up and blowing on them, and you say to yourself, dandelions are kind of my therapy now.
Oh.
You're going through a lot of different
Oh
kinds
my
of
God,
therapy.
dude. Yeah, I guess so. So my therapy is dandelions and live performance.
Yeah.
Not
And
good.
while you're sleeping, you hear bring, it's your phone and it wakes you up.
Okay. What's on the call ID?
Just says L. What do you do?
What time is it?
It is 4:15 in the morning.
I hit ignore. Absolutely not.
So then you hear, "Oh, hey, Pat, do you have a second to talk?"
What? I hit the wrong button.
It's already on speaker.
Yeah, that's all right. Hello? What do you want? It's four in the morning.
"Hi, this is Bradford, and I work at the Lanolax Corporation, Pat Dean, and I wanted to see if we could maybe offer you something."
Bradford, what do you have to possibly offer me at 4 in the morning that I could need?
Listen, we pulled your file and we read about your situation.
God. Yeah. Banjo Kid Killer thing, you mean?
The Banjo Kid Killer thing. Yeah, I thought it was
Yeah.
a joke at first, but turns out you really did that shit. Anyway, we were kind of thinking that your current look is very heavily associated with the name Banjo Kid Killer. And we wanted to make you an offer that could maybe help you out a little bit.
Well, what do you get in return? I don't
Are
understand.
you familiar with the Lanalax? Are you familiar with the Lanalax hair plug surgery?
Lanolex hair plug surgery? No, I cannot. Bradford, I cannot say that I am.
Is you
This
haven't
is
seen our
so
ads?
infuriating. No.
Well, we offer some of the finest hair plugs you are ever going to find, and
Okay.
people talk about taking that trip to Turkey. You know how people say that you got to go to other countries to get like the real stuff. Well, guess what? You can get it right here at our facility in Austin, Texas.
Great.
Are you interested?
I have to hear more information.
It's very, very simple. It is actually a bit of a trial, admittedly. This is new to us, but what we are offering you is hair plugs, a full mane of hair, and $15,000.
Bradford, I gotta sleep on this, okay? Can I call you back in the morning?
Sure, absolutely.
This is so much to hear this late at
Talk to
night.
you in the morning. Goodbye. He hangs up.
Goodbye. I try to get back to sleep, I guess.
He didn't hear you say goodbye. And
Whatever. Well, fuck him. He called me. I didn't ask him to call me. He hung up before he could hear me say it. Whatever. I don't give a
go to
shit.
bed, you have one of those dreams where you like think you're still in school and you
Yeah.
like didn't go to it all semester and you're like at the test and you're like, oh shit,
Yeah.
oh what the fuck, I'm gonna fail,
Yeah.
you know, one of those.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I hate those. Fuck.
You start crying and then you wake up and and your phone rings and it says
It?
L on it. What do you do?
I just woke up.
Yeah.
I hit ignore.
Hey Pat,
God.
Bradford here.
God damn it.
Just wanted to know if you were down for that 15 large and free hair plugs.
You know what? Sure. Fuck it.
Great. Let's get you in for 11 a.m. this morning. It's
Right now?
10:45.
Holy fuck. How far away is this place?
It's actually right next door to your apartment.
All right, that's fucking weird. Okay, so I guess I jump out of bed and it's $15,000. I mean, you know, could do a lot with that.
You
So
could.
I jump out of bed, I do the whole thing, brush my teeth really, really quickly, get dressed and roll out the door, I guess.
So you walk into the building.
What
Secretary
time is it?
greets
Do
you.
it, what time do I get there?
11 a.m. on the dot.
Holy shit. Oh man. I get and I ask I go, "Hey, am I on time?" That's the first thing I say.
Patrick, you're right on time. It's great to see you. Are you
Oof.
excited about the procedure today?
I get, yeah, especially, yeah, I feel like I'm jolted awake too. So I'm especially like my heart's probably going crazy right now.
What are you going to do with that 15 large?
I think I would use it to take a break from work for like a few months for sure. And just try to catch up on some projects probably. So at first, nothing too crazy.
What kind of projects?
Oh, I don't know. Just maybe get some creative projects done, you know?
Oh, look, it's ready. You're good to go.
Okay, thank you.
Goodbye.
Hi.
So you go in, they put you under,
It's weird that she said
and
goodbye. It's kind of, I've never had a secretary say that to me when I'm going into the doctor's. That's really fucking weird. I probably think of that. Like, that's probably the last thing I think of when I'm put under.
She, well, no, the last thing you think about is what she said was, have a great procedure. And you went, you too. And then you're like, fuck, why did I say you
Holy
too?
shit.
And
Yeah.
that is that's your last thought.
How embarrassing.
You never forget that, actually. And then, you wake up. And you do that, you like you just like look at your hands, you're like, whoa, what? And then you like go, oh man, that's great. And then you put your hand on your head. And Pat, if you aren't feeling the most velvety, softest, luscious head of hair.
Wow.
Doctor walks in and goes, whoa, I did a better job than I thought.
Holy shit. Is there a mirror?
Those are
Like,
looking, real good, man.
thanks. I think I just keep running my hands through my hair. I feel like that would be kind of hilarious to feel.
You look like a brand new man.
Okay,
And you
that's
go,
cool.
brand new man, huh? And he, and then you walk out the door, and the secretary goes, secretary goes, whoa, oh my God. I mean, you look incredible. I mean, you were, I'm not gonna lie, I thought you were kind of ugly when you walked in here, but
What? Why even say it?
I'm sorry, I thought I was thinking that. Anyway, your hair looks amazing. Here's your 15 large, and hey, I don't know. You might want to use some of that on a date sometime. What do you say?
I well, what she look like?
She's pretty fucking hot.
Really?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Okay. Then I look her right in the eye and I ask her out. I go, fuck it.
Wow.
Let's I'm a brand new man. I would never do that before. But with this hair, I feel
She
like a brand new.
giggled. Yeah. Right. No, she giggles, and you have a really good feeling that that's gonna work out. You walk out the door, and
I didn't even get her number.
you hop in her car. You just know you're gonna find her. You didn't
That's
need
how
the number.
confident I am with this
Yeah. I mean,
new
that's how good you look, man.
man.
She knew
Oh,
you were gonna
wow.
find it. She knew you were gonna find it too. So you hop in your car, you got a gig later that night. You get to the show. Harrison Hammonds is hosting.
Oh, cool. He's back in town.
Back in town. Him and Eric J. Decided to do a weekend.
Oh, okay.
I don't, I think this, it was their first time talking.
Just
But they're
ever.
like, hey, let's tour together. And yeah, I don't think they never spoke before this,
Wow.
but as soon as they started talking, it became one of the most creative partnerships of either of their lives, and they made magic together. And anyway, this was basically the follow-up show to Banjos and Bananas. And it
What's the name of
was
this show?
Ha-Ha Accordions.
Guys.
It's sold out. It's 450 seats.
Holy shit. Well, that's
Pat, do you
cool.
know how to play the accordion?
No, I don't. I like the accordion, but I don't know how to play it. I can't
Well,
even play the
tonight,
piano.
you do.
Really?
No, tonight, you do.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's pretty fucking incredible.
What do I
You
play?
just you play Paradise City by Guns N' Roses.
On the accordion?
Yeah.
Okay.
People go fucking wild. Slash is there. He's crying.
Why is he
He
there?
came with Duff McKagan, and Duff is like
Whoa.
he's kind of jealous of you. You can tell. He's like, "Oh, great. Great stuff tonight, man. You and your cool hair." He's
Oh,
saying stuff like
wow.
that. And because Duff knows what everyone knows that night is all the ladies are on you there, man.
Jeez.
I mean, it's amazing. And so anyway, you get off stage and Harrison goes, "Man, Pat, I'm gonna be honest, that performance, I wouldn't be surprised if people forget about the whole kid killing thing."
Wow, really? You think so?
Yeah, I really think so.
Okay.
I did you like how did this all happen? Did you like
I don't know. I cannot really explain it. I've never played an accordion in my life, I don't think. And I don't know. I don't know, man.
It's like someone made you a brand new man.
Who says this to me? Why does
He
everyone keep
walks
saying this to me?
away.
It to come back.
He's in his car. He drove off.
Ignoring me? Why does everyone keep saying a brand new man to me? This is so creepy. All right. I'm a little on edge now. I feel like I was in a good mood and
So
now.
anyway, you walk outside and you're looking into the street light.
Yeah.
You see the moon behind it. It's a beautiful image, a crisp night. You've got a jacket on. And you start feeling a little itch in your head. And like the itch is getting worse. Like it's really like starting to scratch.
Wow, okay. I guess
And
I start fucking itching like crazy. I hate being itchy.
yeah, and this is the itchiest you've ever been,
Ever?
ever. It's
Okay.
extremely unpleasant.
Yeah, I bet.
And then that itchiness, it turns into like kind of like a burning sensation. And you start hearing voices.
What do you mean? I start hearing voices. What am I hearing?
Your head is burning and you start seeing
What?
hearing voices like, "We own you, Pat.
Oh my God, no.
We own you, Pat. You're our brand new man. Our brand new man.
Our brand new man.
Oh no.
And
I just start running, dude.
you start running.
Yeah, that would freak me out. I don't know who exactly I'm running from, but
The voices aren't stopping. They're getting
no.
louder.
What are they saying?
They're saying, "Hey, Pat,
What? Hey, Pat.
we made you hot. You know that girl at the front desk wouldn't have talked to you if it weren't for us, right?"
I guess so. I stop running and I just go like, what the fuck is this? Who is this?
You don't know who we are?
Oh.
We're And then before they can finish, you stopped running in the middle of the road and some fucking dump truck runs you
Oh no.
over. And it lets out
No.
all this trash behind it.
Oh
So you're fucking run over on the road covered in
no.
trash.
Oh shit. Oh my God. I just got hot, dude. This sucks.
And
Fuck.
then the last thing you hear is, "We're the hair plug overlords," and then you die.
The hair plug overlords. Man. Fuck.
You're fucking dead, dude.
I know. This sucks. This was kind of rad for a little while there. Then,
I know, it was really
oh, man.
cool. I'm just telling you what happens, though.